Kent, we welcome you to speak to us. UK director.
That's right.
UK director of ECM, and Kent's going to preach to us now.
Thank you. Brilliant. It's great to have the honor to come and be with you. I recognize it's always a risk when you invite, in a sense, someone to come in and trust them with a microphone in your church. The big risk for the speaker in a UK context is trying to figure out how to dress. Because the African brethren know you should dress up to come to church and be in front of our great God. The British people know you don't have to dress up to come to church because God's so close to us. So the jacket is for you, the jeans is for the rest of you. And to make my mother not be ashamed, I'm wearing socks. So, okay. This is the passage we had read to us. It's kind of the standard missionary passage, enough so that Pete's parents quoted from this. Absolutely no coordination between me and them. And it's a quite commonly, as I say, used passage, but there's one section that usually gets missed out when people preach on it. Now, interestingly enough, Pete's mom, that's the one she focused on. And it was the, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And that's the phrase that I want to hang our talk about today, even though what I'm largely going to be looking at, in a sense, is how you as a sending church can connect with the lilies. I want to make sure we come back to Scripture as we go through. Now, this was an important promise, because this was the promise that Jesus made to his disciples just as he was getting ready to leave and go up to heaven. And this promise was true for them as they began their ministries, as they died and their ministry of the ministry of taking the gospel out was handed over to others. And it was true as people continued on trying to be Christians through the fall of the Roman Empire and during the rise of Islam and during the Dark Ages and during the Renaissance and during the rise of the British colonialism, during the rise of communism, during the fall of colonialism. I would say, is there a cheer here? But Ethiopia escaped the worst of it, so you did all right. The fall of communism in Europe. That Jesus has been faithful to be with his people, however the world has changed. Jesus has been the same, but the world has changed a lot. So how does this apply back to the lilies and to you? Well, Pete and Celia are being, I always forget to click these things. Peter and Celia are being sent by this church to minister in France. We just heard about that. They were very careful to not mention the benefits of being in France. But whereas in one sense, some of you here are new to missions. This may be your first time you've ever thought about sending somebody and what it means. Some of you have been around for a while. And you may be very, very familiar with missions, even longer than I have been. And when you've been around for a long time, sometimes it's easy to think that the way things used to be are the way they are today, when actually things have moved on. So I thought it would be good to look at it that way, because for some of us, it's easy to remember missions from a time when real missionaries were sent to hot, sweaty places where poor, hungry, uneducated people lived in mud huts. Now, that sounds horrible, but my parents left the United States to go to a place like that back during the colonial era in 1958. Long time back, they went to the Belgian Congo. Anybody remember the Belgian Congo? Old enough to do that. There we go. Well done. Okay, it eventually became Democratic Republic of Congo, and then that was too much trouble, so it became the Republic of Congo. And then it became Zaire, and now it's back to the Democratic Republic of Congo. So, but the money's not still good, so don't worry. Anyway, so they went a long time back. And I want to compare their mission experience to what the lilies are going to be facing today, to help us think about that and relate it back to how that impacts you as a sending church. Okay, so some things have incredibly changed over this period. Let's start with travel. My parents flew from the middle of the United States to Africa in stages using propeller aircraft. Remember those? Is anybody old enough to remember DC-4s? Oh, yes, there you go. That's the kind of planes my parents flew in. When they landed at a dirt airstrip, and the plane was parked under palm trees. I am not making this up. I remember traveling upriver to where my parents did their mission work on a paddle wheel boat. I don't look old enough to be Mark Twain, but things have seriously changed during that period of time. And they then would stay on the mission field for 4 years before making the long trip home to the United States, because it took so long to get there. And then they did that journey again and again and again. That was a different age, and it's not like that today. Like EasyJet or not, thank you to plane organizations, what do you want to call airlines, like EasyJet. Pete and Celia can be in the south of France in probably less time than they have to spend in the airport. That's great news, because it means they aren't cut off from all of you. They can come back for a mission weekend or updates or even a commissioning. They can pop back. Better still, you guys can go visit them. If you want, you can go see their situation. My grandparents never had the chance to see my parents' mission work in Africa because it was too far away and too cut off. You can see it. You can walk through. You're not limited to the photos that they show you. You can walk through and pray for their community by looking at it. You can. They just showed pictures of a team that came and helped them with the English lessons. Your church could send a team. You could go on a team and help be part of a summer event and have quite a nice holiday while you're there. It is the south of France, after all. I should have put the wine back up. So you can be there. But more importantly, Jesus will be there. Coming back to that scripture verse. In fact, Jesus was already in Montpellier before they showed up. Jesus was already there working, already preparing for his kingdom to grow there. All Pete and Cilly are doing is joining into what Jesus is already doing. Another thing that's probably the one about travel. Oh, well. You wouldn't know I used to be a graphic designer, would you? Okay, well, we'll jump on then. How about communications? Communication is definitely different. In Congo, where I grew up, we were basically cut off from the rest of the world. It took 3 months for a letter to get from where we were to the States and have an answer. And half of the letters didn't arrive anyway. We were so cut off that I was the last of four children. And I was born in Congo. And so there's only so much excitement by the time you get to the fourth one. And so my parents, because it took so long to write back and forth, just didn't tell my grandparents that my mother was pregnant. Because it was only like two or three letters anyway, wasn't it? So what they did was they waited until I was born. My dad was standing in the delivery room in this tiny village. Anyway, with a tape recorder, back when you used to have to use reel-to-reels. Aren't you older people in the congregation loving this? It's like a journey back to your youth. Anyway, so they did a recording of me crying and sent that to my grandparents as the birth announcement. And that was the first thing they knew my mom was pregnant. You can't do that today. We only had radio contact with the outside world once a week. There was no telephones or anything like that. If there was a crisis, we had to wait till the right time when somebody would get on a radio and check and say, "Are you alive?" It's not like that today. Today we have Facebook, Instagram, messaging, email. You can just phone up. That means that you as a church and you as individuals who support them can be instantly part of their work. If they send an urgent prayer request, you can know about it right away and you can pray about it right away. I think that's amazing. You can stay abreast of the current issues in their ministry and offer them advice. You don't have to wait for the newsletter. You can be right there on top of it if you want to. You can encourage them in hard times because they will be going through hard times. You can share the church's sermons online to help keep their spiritual life up. Because when you're leading a church, you don't get to hear as many other people preaching. You probably know that. Feel free to listen to this later if you want to be encouraged. And that will make you, hopefully, feel very close to them in their ministry. But remembering the verse again, Jesus is even closer. For you guys, you have the encouragement of knowing that he will be with you wherever you go, wherever you walk, wherever you eat, wherever you pray, wherever you talk. Whatever you do, Jesus says he will be with you. He will be closer than this church, and that's a promise. The challenges in Africa were very different, too, where I grew up than where they will be in France. I don't know if you have mosquitoes. That's not the question. But where my parents were working, the primary challenges were physical. It was a rough place to live. It was incredibly hot all the time. We had rebellions. We were evacuated a number of times. We always kept a suitcase packed because you didn't know when you'd have to flee. There were incredible insects. If you want to have some good stories, come up to me later. Health was a giant problem. All of us had malaria. I had a brother who had hepatitis. My dad picked up a liver condition that eventually killed him. So it was a challenge. But in France, life will be a lot easier physically, but I would guess it's going to be a lot harder spiritually. Because in our situation in Africa, and I know Africa's a giant place, so you guys, please forgive me when I generalize, but for Congo, everybody believed there were spiritual powers. There was no question that the spiritual world was real. You were just discussing, is it Jesus? Is it Allah? Or is it local spiritual powers? That's what the debate was about. So people were open to the spiritual side. It's not probably quite so much like that in France, which you've already reminded us of. And that's why they need you as a church to pray. Because spiritual opportunities and spiritual challenges, I'm going to start that sentence all over again. Somebody will edit that on the tape, I'm sure. But spiritual challenges need to be sorted with spiritual solutions. And so they need you to pray. They need you to challenge Satan's hold on people's lives. To beg God to release his power in Montpellier in obvious ways. The people will be amazed and go, there's something going on here we don't understand. Maybe there is more to life. Without spiritual power, their ministry will not succeed. But that's where Jesus' promises, again, are exciting. Because that whole section started with Jesus saying, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. So where Jesus is, there is power. Where Jesus is, there is love, there is truth, and there will be change. Because he will build his church and he will bring his kingdom. And that's the situation you're going into despite the challenges. Just one last thing that was different. Another difference between my parents' situation and yours is my parents were in largely a monolingual situation. There was one culture they were reaching out to, a people group who spoke Lone Kundo. I don't see a lot of hands going up. Yes, I speak Lone Kundo, not a big group. A little baby raised her hands there, but I don't think she speaks it. Your situation is going to be so different in Montpellier because there, from my just looking on the Fount of All Knowledge Wikipedia, it says there is a big mix of Moroccans, Algerians, Spaniards, Italians, etc., and even some French people. And that's a much more complicated situation to reach out into than my parents faced. But actually, that diversity is becoming increasingly normal everywhere in the world today. I mean, you know that. You live in London. You know that. Look around this church. This church is a representation of that. And Jesus? Jesus, we know, wants to reach people from every background. Not just the Jews, but also the Gentiles. Because even coming back to the verses we started with, he said, go and make disciples of all nations. So we know God's not just interested in the French. He is interested in the Angolans and the Moroccans and the Syrians. And I've heard it said that he's even interested in the English. But there are some things that have not changed. And I want to focus very quickly on those. First one is, there is the same need for the gospel, for people to be pointed up to God. Because people keep being born into this world, they keep sinning, they not continue to not being able to reach God on their own, and they need someone to share the message so they can connect with God. That has not changed. That was the same in Jesus' day, in the disciples' day, and today. And when my folks were in Congo. Secondly, works better when I actually click the button. There is the need to show love. And you guys showed that really well in your presentation with the little thing, the little logo that looks a bit like what Prince did when he decided to be the artist formerly known as Prince. Apologies to those people that don't get that joke. For those people who do, it's very funny. But it's important to show love because you got to build relationships. You got to invest time, especially in a place like France. You can't just jump into talking about Jesus. I mean, once in a while, God will give you a miracle, but most of the time, you've got to invest. And that hasn't changed. That's always been the heart of ministry, is you've got to be able to be willing to show love and invest in people's life. And lastly, the place of the church. Okay, yes, I know I'm cheating now. I know that's actually just a little logo for Switzerland, but it's got a cross in it, so let's pretend. The closest I could find. It's great, isn't it? I go looking for logos, and it's hard to find a cross. It tells you something about our world today. Okay, so let's let that representing the church. The place of the church hasn't changed either. From the start, from the time Jesus left, throughout history, through my parents' ministry, up through to you today, and until Jesus returns, the church will be God's tool for reaching his world. So the fact that you're focusing on church planting and being sent by a church is just perfect, because that's the way God works. So in wrapping up, what's my advice to you regarding Peter and Celia? How do you be a good sending church to them? Two thoughts. The first one is stay connected. And as we've seen from the stuff we've talked about today, you have an opportunity to be connected in a way that many people weren't with missionaries in the past. Don't lose that opportunity. You'll bless them, but you'll also be blessed by hearing what God does, and that will encourage you. So stay connected. But more than that, stay connected to Jesus here. Because Jesus wants you to be the salt and light that Northwood needs, that your families need, that your workmates need. And you can be that salt and light because Jesus, coming back to the verse, will be with you always to the very end of the age. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great church. Lord, it's so encouraging to just look around and see people of all ages. Lord, people of so many different nationalities and backgrounds. Lord, people of different... Oh, everything is sitting here in front of me. Lord, I pray you'll be blessing this church as they send Pete and Celia to do what they do, but also as they minister here. Lord, as they learn more about you and as they then can share that with the people around them. Lord, we desperately beg you to keep giving us, Lord, what we need to do your ministry, because we cannot do it on your own. Pete and Celia can't do it on their own. Lord, keep us connected to you so that authority and that presence can be seen in our lives and people can be changed by seeing Jesus in all of us. In your name we pray. Amen.